afternoon.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Start us out. I'm sure you've gotten this when you've come east. I mean, curious your thoughts on the whole west to east thing and some of the challenges for teams making that trek.
Well, it's a tough challenge just from the standpoint of the effect on your body and the playing the 1 o'clock games. It's very difficult. So we've done a number of different things and finally settled on leaving Friday afternoon, which gives us a day to acclimate. The last time that we did it this year was against Carolina, and we played the best that we've played on the East Coast. So we're hoping that maybe that just our routine and how we do it will help us in this game.
And how much of an adjustment has that been for you as a head coach coming from, you know, the Northeast, basically, I mean, or Pittsburgh, getting used to that whole coming west to east?
Well, you know, I've done it many times going east to west, and it's not as difficult, in my opinion, going that way. So it was very new to me being here in Arizona and having to come back east, and we played a number of games, five this year and three last year. So, you know, it's always going to be something that we're faced with, so you have to find something that you think works that can help you prepare for it. So, you know, like I said, I think we've made progress on that line. It was tough for me just from the standpoint of mentally and physically what it does to you when you get there and having to adjust to the time. And the thing that we found is that a lot of times we started very slowly in those games because we were sluggish starting out. So hopefully coming in a day earlier and acclimating ourselves has helped us.
And I'm not sure the exact record, but I think it might be one win for teams going west to east playing at 1 o'clock. And I was just curious, if you had Roger Goodell's ear, would you sort of say, hey, you know, it might not be a bad rule to say let's make those 4 o'clock games. That would really sort of even the playing field.
Well, I don't know. You know, there's no real evidence to suggest that anything other than playing at 1 o'clock is tough, but a lot of times that's because some of the teams that we've played this year, I know, playing the NFC East and now playing New England, they're all good football teams. Mm-hmm. That makes it tough. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's part of it. But, you know, I think that there's nothing that we're going to do that's going to change it. It doesn't help that the 1 o'clock, that it's difficult, but, and that there hasn't been much success, and I think you're right. The only team I think that's won was San Francisco beat Buffalo in a 1 o'clock game. So, you know, we're hoping that we have something that'll work for us and that we play well.
How worrisome is your record recently against these, you know, top teams, the Panthers, the Giants, the Eagles, the Vikings, now the Patriots? Those are games where I guess you could make a big statement and you haven't been able to. Is that a concern for you?
Well, it's not something that we're pleased about, especially two of the games where we didn't play well at all against Philadelphia and then this past week against Minnesota. But I think that's all part of growing up as a team. You know, we're still a work in progress. We're learning about ourselves, and we know that this week's going to be especially tough going into New England and how NFC teams have not fared well against this team. So it's a challenge. You know, we're just hoping that we can improve our play and get in position to play well in the playoffs.
Do you feel that last week's loss was in any way a hangover from winning the division?
I believe it was, yeah, to a degree. I really think that, you know, that's something that we focused on for almost 2 years now, last year being our first year and then this year, and you devote a lot of time and energy and effort into doing that, into winning the division. And then when you actually accomplish that goal, you are faced with a letdown. It was something that I was concerned about last week and mentioned that during the week to the team. And, you know, I felt like you didn't see indications of that in practice, but obviously we didn't play well. And I think that our focus in that game wasn't what it had been in earlier games. So, you know, I think it's very difficult when, especially that we did something that has never been done in Arizona, and that's win the division. You have a number of people that are excited, and rightfully so, telling you you're a good team, patting you on the back, and it's easy to lose your focus. And I think that is what happened to us to a degree. We also played a good team. That didn't help.
penalties, the Patriots have been, lead the league in fewest, and you're up there near the top for most. What can you do to fix your problem, and how admirable is what the Patriots are accomplishing in that regard?
Well, I use the Patriots as a model for that all the time. I mean, the one thing you can say about their team is that they're very disciplined. They play with technique. They're very sound in what they do, and that's the reason that they're not a penalized team, and that's something that we work on. We're greatly improved this year on our penalty number. Our yardage is way down on our penalty yardage, so we are improving, and even though we may be listed up there near the top, we have improved significantly from last year, and that's something that we're constantly aware of and working on. And it's when you see a team like New England, when you were playing against them, you know you have to play well because they don't make mistakes. And the reason that they don't make a lot of mistakes is because they pay attention to the details and they're a very disciplined, well-coached team.
Is the lack of balance on offense something that concerns you? I mean, obviously with the three receivers you have and Kurt's great year, throwing the ball is a pretty good option. But do you feel like teams are not respecting the running game, defenses are not respecting the running game, and that's maybe compromising what you can do passing-wise?
I don't think so. I think we've been successful throwing the ball, and the reason that we're doing that is because we've won games, and we've been successful scoring points, getting into the red zone, scoring touchdowns, you know, and even our time of possession is above 30. So when you look at all those things, you know, we obviously would like to run the football better than what we have, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on. It's been a number of things as to why we have it, but, you know, I think that the debate is always, can you win throwing the football consistently? And you do expose yourself to potential for turnovers more when you throw the ball, and that's something that up until the last few weeks we haven't been bad with. So, you know, I think that I'm comfortable from the standpoint of if we play well and don't turn the ball over, that we can throw the ball and be successful, but we do certainly want to continue to work on the run, because going into a game like this where there's a potential for the weather to change or not know what to expect, it's always nice to have that as something you can do.
Apart from just being his coach, as a guy who's been around football and you know, knows the game, is this sort of second act of Kurt's career, you know, surprising in any regard? It's not usual that you see a great player have a 5-year dip and then get back to the level that he was once at.
You know, I think it's a credit to Kurt more than anything, and his competitive spirit. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised that he's been as proficient this year, because, you know, not many quarterbacks throw the ball as well as he's thrown it this year with the accuracy and the number of touchdowns, but I'm not surprised on the other level, because he worked so hard. I think that being in a competition with Matt where he had to earn this, you know, a 38-year-old quarterback in that position, worked the way he did, made him a better player. And I know that he was a good player already, but I think some of the things that we asked him to do as far as ball security, better decisions with some of his throws, those were things that, because of the competition that he worked on, and it has helped him as far as this season has gone. And I'm excited for Kurt, because it's always great to see a guy that people were saying couldn't do it anymore have the season that he's had.
How's Steven Spock working out at tight end?
He's doing a good job for us. He came in at a time where we were really desperate. We were banged up at tight end. We didn't have one healthy guy among three of them, and he came in the first game and off of a short week performed very well. He's a competitive young man that does a very nice job of having picked up our system and has fit in very well.
Is your punter situation, I mean, do you feel that Ben Graham sort of stabilized it? Or?
Yeah, I do at this point. He is, you know, it's only been two games, but he does some things for us that I'm very excited about. His plus 50 kicks have been very good, and he's kicked the ball for average very well. You know, obviously it doesn't help that we had a punt return for us for a touchdown last week, but I don't think that was as much his fault as it was our coverage team. But just the reason that we made the switch with the punter was because of a game like this, where you're playing a good opponent, where the weather condition, you don't know what to expect, and field position could become such a critical part of it, you know, that aspect of the game we had not been as good as we needed to be. And hopefully Ben will give us that in this as we go forward.
I know this is for something for down the road a couple of weeks, but first home playoff game since 1947, that's, I mean, do you ever step back and go, that's staggering that some that a franchise could go that long without getting a playoff game at home?
Well, I mean, you're aware of it because that's a topic of conversation, and that was certainly, I think, part of why we didn't play well last week was because everybody wanted to talk about that. But, you know, as far as a coach and trying to prepare for this, I think I learned a lesson from Bill Cowher, and that is not to reflect as you're going through the season. You know, I'm very pleased that we won the division, that we did what we needed to do to win the division, and that we're in the playoffs. And now our focus has got to be on playing better than we did last week so that we can actually have a chance to win a playoff game. So, you know, I'm happy for the organization because it has been so long that we've done that. But, you know, I think that we need to move on from that and hopefully play better.
How much of a boost would beating the Patriots be given, you know, your struggles recently against playoff-bound teams with this? And obviously you want to win no matter if you're playing whoever this week, but given that it's the Patriots, would that give you a boost more than, say, beating the Rams or the 49ers or somebody?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a team that's 9-5 that's leading or tied for the lead with the AFC East, you know, division leader, and we know what a tough opponent they are, and they were in the Super Bowl last year. They were well aware of that because they played in our stadium last year. So I think this is a team that's been very successful. I know from a personal standpoint, they've kicked my butt as a coach a few times. So I recognize what a job Coach Belichick has done and his staff and how well prepared those players are. And I think it would be a great boost for us if we were able to get a win.
How well do you know Coach Belichick?
I've coached against him for a number of years. I mean, I know enough to say hello to Coach Belichick, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for what he's done in New England and how that program has been consistently winning, especially since we lost two championship games to him. You know, that makes it tough.
You going to go old Joey Porter on him here?
No.
Okay. What 22 straight games with a touchdown pass for Kurt? I mean, I know that's sort of an odd stat. Does that just speak to his consistency?
I think it does. I think it's, you know, I think we have done a, I think he has some good receivers that have made some plays for him, but I think Kurt has always been a quarterback that's made good decisions, that understands what people are doing to him, that can get the ball out in situations. And I think that when we get to the red zone, we put a lot of burden on Kurt to make decisions. And because of his ability to do all those things I just mentioned, he has had great success down there. So, you know, it's definitely an advantage to us because, and I think that's a reason why we've scored so many touchdowns this year, is because of his ability to make decisions in the red zone.
What are your impressions of the Patriots' defense? They've been hammered by injuries, especially at linebacker. You know, their rankings on third down and red zone are pretty poor.
Yeah, but they're not, their rankings on yards given up are not not bad at all. In fact, they're pretty good from a standpoint of yards within a drive. So I think that I think it's what they've done with the number of injuries that they have had is a testament to their players and their coaches, because they're playing very well with what they have. And I know they've had to make a number of changes, and we know as coaches how difficult that can be at times, especially when you lose the type of players that they've lost, when you lose a Rodney Harrison, when Teddy Bruschi doesn't play for you, when you've had your D-line going in and out due to injury. You know, it is it's very difficult. And I see what I see on tape, once again, is a disciplined team that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and they make you earn everything that you get. And, you know, we know that we're going to have to play well in order to be successful offensively.
Last thing, Ken, both teams here have had receivers who've taken huge shots this year. I know maybe not to compare the hit that Wes Welker took with the one Anquan had, but just talk about the resiliency and the tenacity that receivers sometimes have to exhibit when they take shots like that and bounce back up.
Well, I don't know if all receivers can do that. I mean, I think that Anquan and Wes have similar qualities, and that's that they're both very tough, competitive football players that are playing at a very high level, and the competitive nature of that position and actually those individuals is what drives them. And I know that you can see it in the way that Wes plays, and I think you can see it in the way that Anquan plays. They play with no fear, and when you have a situation where you take a big shot like that, you know, as difficult as it may be for the normal guy to bounce back from that, because they're so competitive, because they're so play at such a high level, you know, I think it's one of the reasons why they can come back.
Okay, Ken. Hey, well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Do you think you could get some warm weather for Sunday?
Yeah,
course?
Yeah, we're trying. It's not looking very good, but we'll work on it.
Yeah, I believe that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ken. Take care.